I guess walking started out a long time ago as a way of just discovering a place in a way that was more intimate than any other way, you know, biking, driving, whatever. And hiking is something I used to do, you know, on vacation with my parents, and kind of kept doing through the years when I was traveling without them. Also, walking was a big part of the project that I did where I was drawing the maps of different wild green spaces or empty lots in the city, because I was mapping them with just traditional techniques, so like my compass, my ruler, and my footsteps that I would count as I walked the perimeter to get an approximate distance measure, you know, of the space. This is how I figured out how far things were from each other and how big the space was. So the idea behind that was, well, I wanted to really get to know the space myself, get to know it physically. So this is why it made sense to me to spend a lot of time there and to really walk it instead of something else, like, you know, looking at other maps that had already been drawn or using more technological methods.
Yeah. So when you say get to know it physically,
yeah,
what does
well,
that mean to you?
It means I guess just get an understanding for how it feels to be in there, to spend time there for a long time. And yeah, just feel the ground under my feet, see the different plants that are growing there, understand really what the space is made out of. I also wanted to do it this way because this is how it's normally experienced by people, because it's a space that's very much human scale. People use them as, you know, little parks or as shortcuts. It's not a place where cars are ever allowed. And they're really created over time through people using it in this way, by walking through them. So this is how I wanted to also document them. And then there was this residency that I did in the Smoky Mountains, where I was supposed to do something sound art related. So I was basically just accumulating a bunch of field recordings in the forest and around where I was staying. At the time, kind of unsure what I was going to do with them, but basically just doing a lot of hiking, because I had access to the entire park. I could go wherever I wanted. So I did like some backcountry camping and hiking, and basically I would go for long hikes almost every day, because it was the best way that I could think of to really get to know the space. So I was doing this alone all the time, which was actually really nice. And it turned the walking, the days of several hour long walks, into what seemed to be kind of like meditation. So I almost think that walking alone, despite maybe being a little bit scared, is maybe helpful for others. You know, like, oh, it's okay to do that. And if enough people think that it's okay, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe something will change.
Right.
And walking alone is super helpful to me in a lot of ways, as a way of just kind of getting out of my head and as a way of relaxing and letting whatever thoughts I might be occupied with, you know, letting those go a little bit more.